Okay, here we are, man.
Ow. I gotta go back to the fucking dentist this morning.
God damn it. Kind of pisses me off because, you know, fuck. I went there for one thing the other day, and all of a sudden I got like five other fucking problems, so I'm sort of just hacked off about it. You know, I mean, this cat is a good dentist, but I think he knows that, you know, I've done some television or something. So he talked me into getting veneers, you know. If you've seen me smiling lately, I'm like, Mr., you know, hey, how you doing? I'm Mr. Hollywood. Which is fine, because I have a tendency to grind my teeth at night and shit. So, you know, the course of many, many years, your teeth get ground down. So you kind of need to do something about that. So it wasn't really a bad suggestion, but I've spent a lot of bread with this cat is what I'm trying to say, you know. And it's not making me all that much happier, I don't think. And now, after going to him the other day, I find that I've got like a tooth that's kind of loose. I don't know, man. You know, it's like I said, I think I said this yesterday. My mother is the one who influenced my thinking about health matters. She was very on top of shit, like going to the dentist, you know. Every six months, go to the dentist, isn't that? She was really a good cook. She cooked healthy. You know, all this good shit. And vaccines? Hey, let me tell you what, motherfuckers. My parents were down with fucking vaccines. I remember going to get my polio shot. Scared the shit out of me. Needles scared the shit out of me when I was a kid. But we went, and then she said, you have to get your polio booster. There was a booster shot you got. I got the booster shot. I got the fucking, whatever fucking shots they were giving your fucking ass then. I got them all, motherfuckers. And I don't know what anybody's talking about that shit being bad for you, because I went out and I created a life for myself, and I had a career, and I've had success, and whatever the hell you want to, you know, I'm not dead is what I'm trying to say. So fuck off, you know. Tetanus shots. Got those after any problem you had, like getting bit. I got bit by a cat, got a tetanus shot. Got if you stepped on a rusty fucking nail, you got a tetanus shot. You know, that was the thing. You know, America was like all about that shit. We didn't have fucking time. And I think what it was is it was post-war America where, you know, we just fought Nazis and shit. So you don't want to fuck around with anything even close to deadly. You just went ahead and you stepped on whatever it was that was bad. And then since then, we've had the luxury of questioning all the things that we've done. And everybody is a fucking genius now. We have the internet. And because we have the internet and we have the ability to talk to other people, we have the ability to lie to other people. We have the ability to bullshit other people. We have the ability to just invent stories. We can do, you know, psychopathic, mentally disturbed, good people, Christian people, whatever the fuck kind of people, they're all there online. And all these motherfuckers are saying anything they fucking want to say. Any goddamn fucking thing they want to say. And no, we're not all smart enough to figure it the fuck out. No, we're not. And as I've been fond of saying, the internet invented a political party, created a political party that up to this point had never existed. That is the political party that is populated by fucking morons. Seriously. I'm not exaggerating. Morons got together online. They said, wow, you're fucking dumb just like me. Though that's not the way morons talk. They say, you're really smart just like me. Yeah. I've had all of these thoughts all of my life about the fact that aliens maybe seeded the planet Earth. I had that discussion with Jackie today. She was saying, you know, it's possible. I know, I read Chariots of the Gods by Eric Von Däniken. I get it. Well, no, I don't believe it, you know. And I don't believe anything until I have scientific evidence, actual fucking physical evidence. Let me put it that to you that way, okay?
Well, do you have scientific physical evidence of evolution?
Yes, they do. They actually do have traced and tracked as close as they can down through the millennia. We have noted scientifically through fossil study that there is this thing that seems to affect the species, called a sort of a biologic evolution of the bone structure and of the, you know, the ability to walk upright and eventually create ritual. Neanderthals, were they men or were they animals? What do you think? Were they had a burial They had a burial, I should say, ceremony. Neanderthals buried each other, and they buried each other with ceremony. You know, they didn't fish. They hadn't figured that one out. And I don't believe Neanderthals had buttons. They didn't know how to do that whole thing. I think humans. They say, what happened to Neanderthals? The humans came along. That's what happened to the motherfucking Neanderthals. The humans came along and basically out-hunted and outsmarted them. Humans came up with the idea of throwing a spear. Neanderthals would attack their prey with daggers and knives, and that was pretty dangerous. They hadn't figured out the spear thing. They hadn't figured out the archery thing. Humans came along and were able to kill things at long range. Neanderthals didn't know about that. They had daggers, and they would go up on some kind of an animal that they wanted to eat, and they would kill it with a dagger, and in the meantime, they'd get themselves thrashed and bones broken and had the shit kicked out of them. This is why we find a lot of Neanderthal skeletons or fossils with broken bones. That's the theory. Anyway, this is the pre-show. I'm Art Bell.